It's pretty obvious now how they're going to get everybody signed up for the biometric digital ID. I just did an interview with Hakeem from Above Phone. He's done a special, what was it, like a 30-plus page deep dive research report on digital ID, finding all the nefarious ways that they're tricking people into this and how it's going to become this surveillance grid technocracy over everybody. It's going to be a nightmare. But the way a lot of people are going to slip into this is, first, they're going to take your job with AI. And then when you lose your job, then the government's going to come along. Eventually, this will happen, probably not that far out. The government's going to come along and say, oh, well, we'll give you free money. You know, we're going to give you a universal basic income. We're going to make sure that you don't go broke or go hungry. And so here, you're going to have all this free money, but you have to sign up for the new thing, the new CBDC. You got to give us your biometrics, fingerprints, tied to whatever, you know, your email, your social, your digital footprint, all of it, all your social media accounts, everything's got to be combined together. You got to give us all that in order to qualify for the UBI. That's what's coming. And because your job got replaced by AI and nobody's hiring, because it's now very hard to get a job, it's going to be very easy to slip into a situation where you need the government bailout in order to survive financially. And then because of that, a lot of people are going to just, they're going to surrender to the digital ID. You know, here, you know, take, here's my scan, here's my saliva, here's my fingerprints, whatever, I just need the money. That's how it's going to happen. And you may recall that during COVID, how did they get people with the vaccine mandates? Simple. They said you can't fly on the airlines without a vaccine, or you can't enter the nursing home to visit your elderly parent without a vaccine, or you can't come on campus at the university without a vaccine. You can't even go to school without a vaccine. Oh, you can't come to the workplace without a vaccine. And so even though technically it was possible for people to say no to the vaccine, they made it incredibly inconvenient, if not very nearly impossible for some people, to not have the vaccine. So most people gave in and said, oh, I'll just take the shot so I can fly, or I'll take the shot so I can, you know, go to school or whatever, or finish nursing school, you know. That's how they got everybody. And they learned from that that they can get people to comply if they just make it incredibly inconvenient for you to not comply. And that's what they're going to do with the digital ID. And that's what they're going to do with the UBI. So, yeah, you want the free money, you want the free groceries, you want all the goodies from government. You're going to have to sign up. You're going to have to surrender everything. You'll have zero privacy. You know, your bank account will be totally controlled by the government. You will own nothing and be happy, in other words, right? It's the globalist agenda becoming reality. And the only people that are going to be safe from that will be people who, number one, know how to protect your privacy to the greatest extent possible. That means getting off of Google, getting off of Windows, getting off of the Google Android phones or the Apple phones. You got to get off of all those systems. And we teach you how to do that at decentralized.tv, by the way, because we interview experts in these areas. But you're going to have to get as off-grid as possible. Have your savings in physical gold and silver instead of in a bank account that can be monitored and controlled and limited by the government. Or maybe you have privacy crypto like Xano or Monero, which is a huge improvement over Bitcoin, in my view. You're going to need to learn how to use technology for privacy. And part of that is using our new AI engine, by the way, which is free. You can download it. You can install it locally. And it works offline. And that's at brighteon.ai. And you can click on downloads and you can download the model and you can use it for free, unlimited, completely offline, because it doesn't need a connection to work. So if you want to ask an AI engine some questions about your health, Maybe you have a medical question and you don't want some online system to pry into your medical history because you know that could be used against you one day. Well, download our model and you can ask it locally, and that always stays private. Nobody could possibly know what you asked it. Even we don't know. It's impossible for us to know. You can just disconnect your computer from the internet and start asking it right there. It's all offline. So this kind of knowledge is going to become critical for surviving the technocracy. And there are amazing people in this space like Aaron Day and Hakeem from Above Phone, who I just interviewed, and you know, pro-privacy people out there who understand technology, like John Bush, Derek Bros, and a bunch of other people who are pro-liberty, but also pro-technology, who know how to use tech like we do. I mean, we're building tech, we're releasing tech, and it's helping you protect your freedom and your privacy. But it is going to take some steps. You know, you're going to have to go through a few steps. You're going to have to download. You're going to have to install. You're going to have to, you know, there's a learning curve. How do I do this? How do I run this locally? What is a GPU? You know, how do I do these things? Well, whatever time you invest in learning that, it's going to pay off in spades, because you're going to be one of the few people that the government cannot turn off your wallet. You're going to have your privacy intact. You're going to have your assets. When the government defaults on treasuries and the dollar currency, which is probably coming, you know, one day, you're going to still have assets remaining while everybody else is going to be completely wiped out because they trusted the government. They registered their identity to their bank accounts. And oh, guess what? There was a bank bail-in. They took all the money and now they're going to give you, I don't know, IOUs or UBIs or I don't knows or something. And you're going to end up being totally screwed and they're going to take everything. Of course that's coming. You know that's coming. We all do. It's obvious that that's coming. That's the way that governments always do this. They print and print and print unlimited debt, and then they default on it, take everybody's money, and start the whole scam over again. Well, if you don't want to lose everything, you're going to need to know how to protect your assets. You're going to need to have your privacy. You're going to need to know how to use tech to protect your privacy. And the only way to do that is to, you know, use local AI engines like the ones that we've made available. In the meantime, if you want the easy answer, just go to brightu.ai and you can scroll down on the homepage and there's a financial coach right there. You could ask it questions, but that's online. That's in the cloud. If you want to do it the smarter way, download the model, run it locally and ask it locally where nobody knows what you're doing. And also stop using Windows, because Windows is spyware. It spies on you all the time. Windows even has a new feature that I think they're going to roll out soon that takes a screenshot of your screen every few minutes so that you can recall previous projects and things like that. So it's just going to be taking pictures of your screen every few minutes and uploading it to Microsoft. I mean, imagine the abuses of that. That's why you got to get off Windows, man. We all do. And I'm migrating all kinds of systems off of Windows over to Linux very successfully. And the Above book, notebook from abovephone.com/Brighteon, that runs a special operating system based on Linux, but it's got privacy enhancements that are amazing. It's the Above OS. Check that out at abovephone.com/Brighteon. And follow me on Brighteon.com. Follow my work at Brighteon.social. You can follow my articles at naturalnews.com. You can use our news aggregation engine at censored.news. You can use all of our tools completely free, even our AI tools at Brighteon.ai. Freedom is your choice. You have the tools. You have everything you need to be free. All you got to do is just want it. You just take a few steps. Freedom is at your fingertips. Knowledge is at your fingertips. You no longer have to rely on Google for searches or you know, or Google for your Android, or Windows for an operating system. Pro Freedom options are available right now, and they're actually, almost all of them are free. Like various Linux operating systems are free also, you know, free open source. So there you go. Take advantage of this, and thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. Take care.
Broccoli sprouts are nutritional powerhouses. Incorporate nutrient-dense broccoli sprouts into your daily routine with the Health Ranger Store's selection of lab-verified broccoli sprout products. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.